BBC News. In other news, a cabinet minister appointed by the new British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak just 2 weeks ago has resigned after being accused of bullying. Gavin Williamson has apologised for sending angry text messages to a minister about not being invited to Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Sir Gavin denied all the allegations that he had bullied civil servants, but said they were becoming a distraction. Australia's largest health insurer, Medibank, has confirmed that cyber criminals who stole customer data have released some of that information on a dark web forum. It was posted on a blog with reported links to the Russian ransomware group Reval. Phil Mercer has more.
Medibank refused to pay a ransom after one of Australia's biggest data breaches. In response, the alleged hackers have dumped some of the stolen information on the dark web. The company said it was a criminal act designed to cause distress. Almost 10 million current and former Medibank customers have had their personal details compromised. Australia's Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill said the decision not to pay a ransom was consistent with government advice.
Two former presidents of Panama have been ordered to stand trial in a long-running corruption case involving the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht. Ricardo Martinelli and Juan Carlos Varela deny claims they were involved in money laundering. Prosecutors say the former presidents used front companies and foreign bank accounts to receive money between 2008 and 2014. The American space agency NASA has again postponed the launch of its Artemis 1 moon rocket because of a subtropical storm approaching Florida. Storm Nicole is expected to develop into a hurricane on Wednesday near the Bahamas before making landfall in Florida later that evening or early on Thursday. BBC World News.